KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Justice officials in KZN say while the motive behind this morning's bomb scare at the Pietermaritzburg Magistrates Court is being investigated, it could be connected to a high-profile case.
We have seen that there is a trend that normally happens when there are high-profile cases that need to be heard in our courts in the province where we receive these kind of threats. Even the incident for today, though we're still under investigation, but it is assumed that it may have to do with that particular case that had to be heard today.
The building was evacuated as the explosives unit came in to sweep it. They gave it the all clear after not finding any explosive devices. KZN Director of Court Operations, Zakhele Zungu, says they were able to resume operations at around 1 p.m.
Yes, afterwards, the services resumed. Family court law matters were dealt with, and then the court, they also proceeded to postpone the matters for that particular day. The remand detainees could not be brought into court because they had already been sent back to correctional services. However, the remands were done in absentia.
The ANC's NEC has called for the expansion of the basket of zero-rated goods targeting essential items ahead of tomorrow's budget speech. It says this will help bring relief to struggling families as the pressure of the cost of living continues to pile on. The NEC says while the recent relief in petrol prices, aided by a stronger rand, offered some reprieve, they recognize the need for deeper interventions. Here's Secretary General Fikile Mbalula.
The NEC recognizes that there is a need for engagement with food retailers and look into supply chains with the aim to prevent exploitative pricing on basic foods and to ensure accessible and affordable essentials for all citizens. This expansion of zero-rated goods is part of our broader strategy to tackle poverty and hunger, reinforce job creation, and drive economic inclusivity.
And an official from the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says the organization is irreplaceable as its network helps sustain the people of war-ravaged Gaza. Israeli lawmakers yesterday overwhelmingly voted to ban the UNRWA from operating in Israel and East Jerusalem. It was despite international concerns, including from its ally Washington. The agency has provided critical support to Palestinian refugees for more than seven decades. It's faced mounting criticism from Israeli officials, including accusations that a dozen of its employees were involved in the October 7th attacks last year. In recent months, the Israeli military has struck several UNRWA schools turned shelters where Israel said Palestinian militants were operating. Jonathan Fowler, who speaks for the agency in Jerusalem, has called the agency the backbone of humanitarian work in the Palestinian territories, especially in Gaza. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Ompale.